Killing Time by Linda Howard. Prologue. Peek County Courthouse, Kentucky, January 1st, 1985. There was a small turnout, about 50 people, to watch the time capsule being buried next to the flagpole in front of the county courthouse. The first day of the new year was cold and windy, and the leaden sky kept spitting tiny snowflakes down at them. A full half of the crowd was composed of people who, through office, ambition, or twisted arms, had to be there. The mayor and councilman, the probate judge, four lawyers, the county commissioners, a few of the local businessmen, the sheriff, the chief of police, the high school principal, and the football coach. Some women were also present. Mrs. Edie Proctor, the school superintendent, and the wives of the politicians and lawyers. A reporter from the local paper was there, taking both notes and photographs because the paper was a small one and couldn't afford to have a professional photographer on staff. Calvin Davis, the owner of the hardware store, stood with his 15-year-old son. They were there mainly because the courthouse was directly across the street from where he and his son lived over the hardware store. The New Year's bowl games hadn't started yet, and they had nothing else to do. The boy, Knox, tall and thin, hunched his shoulders against the wind and studied the faces of everyone present. He was oddly watchful and sometimes made the adults around him feel uncomfortable, but he didn't get into any trouble, helped Kelvin in the store after school, kept his grades up, and was generally well-liked by his peers. All in all, Kelvin thought he was lucky in his son. They had moved to Peeksville from Lexington.